mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love. Ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russian troops pressing toward Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. ABC's James Logman in the city speaking exclusively with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he was at a hospital presenting awards to Kharkiv's defenders.
For me, it's very important to support them to come and to say that we recognize their bravery. Not too much in the world, people who are ready to give their life for the life of others.
The Justice Department this morning has informed House Republicans that President Biden has formally asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. The DOJ says that effectively shields Attorney General Garland from any criminal exposure or contempt of Congress, this stemming from Republicans' investigation of Biden's storage of classified documents. And President Biden will meet with Donald Trump on the debate stage. Two debates have now been scheduled. The first will be as soon as next month. This is ABC News. Drug overdose deaths falling last year, but ABC's Jim Ryan says there are some troubling numbers in the report from the National Center for Health Statistics.
Much of the decline, the first in 5 years, came in deaths by overdose from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. But even as that number fell, more Americans were overdosing on stimulants like cocaine and methamphetamine. And while drugs like Narcan will immediately reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, there is no such antidote for coke or meth.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina pushing ahead with a bill to repeal a pandemic-era law that allowed the wearing of masks in public for health reasons. Lawmakers pointing to masked protesters on college campuses demonstrating against the war in Gaza. And McDonald's has a new pitch for people looking to save. Meal deals for $5. The bundles, which include a sandwich, fries, drink, and nuggets, will be available starting late next month for a limited time. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
Barocas Wreaths is now open for the season. Barocas Wreaths has a large selection of silk flowers and hanging baskets, Memorial Day saddles, ground vases, easels, chimes, and more. And you can browse the new arrivals like gnomes, solar hanging wind chimes, yard decor, spinning butterflies, spinning yard stakes, crosses, and kissing balls, and more. And don't miss Barocas Wreaths open house May 17th, 18th, and 19th for discounts, door prizes, and food and beverages. Barocas Wreaths open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and weekends from 9 to 1. Barocas Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70.
Get ready for May specials at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They're not just about fixing cars and trucks. They're about building community. For every lube oil filter change this May, they'll donate $5 to the Playground Project at Old Abe Memorial Park. Plus, $39.99 on every brake and suspension service goes straight to the cause. New marine and power sport services available now. With 24-hour towing and reliable summer-ready service, trust D&D Tire and Auto on Highway 13. Join them in driving change and supporting their community.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's talking to black voters in Milwaukee about the economy. Black voter turnout in Wisconsin was only 58% 4 years ago. And this year, only 14% think the economy is doing well.
People are still struggling. People are still looking to get the things that they need. But I think that as we continue to move forward, you know, people are going to understand that this presidential election is going to be extremely important.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Green Bay Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and host a game on Thanksgiving night. The NFL released its regular season schedule last night. The Packers will play at least 5 games on primetime national TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates if anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties, and Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind, like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Friday, the 17th of May already. Going to be serving up sloppy joes tomorrow with loaded potato salad, baked beans, and tropical fruit. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. All the meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Price County Senior Dining, reach them at 715-339-2158.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition due to Chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the Chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new Chamber Director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Join the Chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early to mid-afternoon. After that, becoming partly cloudy. High today, 64. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 79 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fields to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduros. Plus scooters side-by-side on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says the shallow rock piles are loaded with walleyes right now, and they're biting. I can tell you what he's doing to catch those fish, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk has been guiding on the lakes in the upper Midwest for many, many years, over 40 years actually, and he is a master at targeting shallow rock piles this time of year that are loaded with walleyes. He said you want a little wind, you want a little walleye chop. He says you can anchor your boat so that you can cast up to those rock piles and you can drift a slip bobber right over the top of that rock. And those walleyes that are hanging over the tops and around the sides of those rock piles will come up there and they'll crush that leech that you're presenting to them on a small jig. And I mean a fairly tiny jig. Kuduk uses 1/16 ounce jigs, then he tips them with panfish leeches. He said you can catch huge walleyes on a slip bobber rig, even using them smaller leeches. And he says this time of year, the walleyes prefer that smaller profile. And you want to make sure you have your drag set lightly on that reel. So shallow rock piles, anchor up with a little wind and use very small jigs on a slip bobber. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Boy,
time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. Out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. Had this talk, nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You'll be
you be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty.
your classics.
Your country. 98Q Country. Country.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
On a Thursday morning, National Sea Monkey Day today. Celebrate however you feel appropriate. The National Football League, National Football League announced their schedule yesterday for all 32 teams. The Packers' schedule is out. They open their game on a Friday night. Friday night. Thank you, National Football League, for respecting high school football. We thank you so much for that respect. And they'll be playing in Brazil against Philadelphia. Now, you're saying, Joel, why, I mean, you're saying the National Football League obviously is trying to expand internationally. It's huge. It's the biggest professional sport by far in the United States, and they're trying to see if they can get some money outside of the U.S. or get more money, and they have already, but they see the success of the National Basketball Association worldwide. And their goal, of course, is not only to develop fan bases in these countries, but also players. That's what ultimately leads to more viewership. Like in the NBA, you got this Jokic guy from Denver, and you got this Doncic guy from Dallas, and you got a lot of foreign players, and then it brings in foreign viewing, and that's the NFL wants to bring in more foreign players to
bringing that audience, which good for them. I don't know if so much good for United States football players wanting to, you know, get a job, because the chances of being an NBA player right now are so minute. They were minute before the international players came in, and it's just there. I don't know. There needs to be another league or more teams, because there's a lot of really, 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 really good players that never make it to the NBA or are sitting on the bench. So that's National Football League expanding. Packers, cheeseheads in Brazil. It doesn't seem like it's going to. It just doesn't seem appropriate. Yeah, for sure. They're the Packers there in Brazil. Yeah, they'll be there. It'll be interesting. That's Friday, September 6th, I think. Is that the exact date of that? I know it's a Friday of the opener. The Packers will be playing the Eagles. Let's get to some news. Birthdays on the other side. If you got a local one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll get to all of our local and celebrity birthdays after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russian troops pressing toward Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. ABC's James Logman in the city, speaking exclusively with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he was at a hospital presenting awards to Kharkiv's defenders.
For me, it's very important to support them to come and to say that we recognize their bravery. Not too much in the world, people who are ready to give their life for the life of others.
The Justice Department this morning has informed House Republicans that President Biden has formally asserted executive privilege over the audio of his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. The DOJ says that effectively shields Attorney General Garland from any criminal exposure or contempt of Congress, this stemming from Republicans' investigation of Biden's storage of classified documents. And President Biden will meet with Donald Trump on the debate stage. Two debates have now been scheduled. The first will be as soon as next month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin-based company is recalling several cream cheese spreads sold at Aldi stores due to potential salmonella. Schreiber Foods of Green Bay and Aldi say the 8-ounce containers have a sell-by date of August 30th through September 22nd. The companies say they should be thrown out or returned. Guaranteed income programs give monthly cash payments to low-income households. Rachel Barnart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. The money comes with no strings, but research shows it gets spent on necessities.
Like housing, food, utilities, transportation, childcare.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Packers going prime time again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL releasing the regular season schedules, and Green Bay will have five games in prime time. First, the season opener in Brazil against the Eagles, then four night games in a row against the Dolphins, Lions, Seahawks, and Saints. From Thanksgiving to the Monday before Christmas, baseball, the Brewers just kept hitting home runs yesterday on the way to a 10-2 win over the Pirates in Milwaukee. Contreras, Sanchez, Ortiz, and Sam Frelick all with home runs. Frelick then talked about watching rookie Jackson Churio hit one 441 feet out of the park.
Yeah, it was great. I think that's the closest I'll ever be to, like, hitting one myself is, you know, seeing that and feeling like I was in the box. So it was cool to kind of see that view and see how far a ball went.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Churio is getting a great opportunity in Milwaukee.
If maybe he's with the Dodgers, you know, maybe he's not playing in the big leagues yet. You know what I mean? Maybe they wait a year or whatever. But he's lucky he's with this group.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Well, birthday wishes today. Abigail Lewis is celebrating a birthday today. Grandma Barb and Grandpa Roger, the Becks, want to wish you a very, very happy birthday, Abigail. And we've got Adam Nelson, who's celebrating also today from the Smart Plumbing Crew. Adam, happy birthday to you. Both of you have a shot to win that cake on Friday tomorrow, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. If you're celebrating here on the 16th day of May, you share your day with other celebrities such as Tori Spelling, the daughter of TV super producer Aaron Spelling. And she is an actress, and she is 51 today. Rick Trevino, the Mexican-American singer, guitarist, hailing from Austin, Texas. He is 53 today. See if we can get a country triple shot in a while. We haven't done that in a while. We'll see who else we have here. David Boreanaz, the TV actor from SEAL Team and Bones, is 55 today. Tracy Gold, actress, TV's Growing Pains, celebrating a 55th birthday today. Janet Jackson, she started with her, of course, with the Jackson 5, was introduced kind of on stage a little bit as Jackson 5 performed, and then went on to has had just a tremendous solo career. And I think she still continues to perform. 58 for Janet Jackson today. Back in the 80s, 90s, she was one of the top female pop artists back then. Mari Winningham, the actress from Georgia, Turner and Hooch, is 65. Deborah Winger has 3 Best Actress Oscar nominations. The actress is 69 today. Pierce Brosnan, in addition to playing Bond, James Bond, in Tomorrow Never Knows, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, and GoldenEye. He was in all 4 of those. The Irish actor, Pierce Brosnan, has starred in many other films also, and he is 72 today. Danny Trejo, the Craigie, that's never a good thing to have a little bio about you on your birthday, and you are described as the Craigie-faced actress, C-R-A-G-G-Y. I've never heard that word used before. The Craigie-faced actor has made a career of playing terrifying tough guys, such as films and such as Machete, Heat, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, From Dusk to Dawn. Craigie. Billy Martin, the Yankees' second baseman, he returned to manage the team, had a tumultuous coaching owner relationship with the Yankee front office, George Steinbrenner specifically. His real first name is Alfred Billy Martin. Billy's his middle name. Alfred Billy Martin, one of the most memorable coaches in baseball history. He was feisty. Saw a documentary on him a couple years ago. And the persona that he put out as manager and in press conferences, that was who he was. It wasn't fake. 1928, he was born. He passed in 1989. Liberace, saw a little bit on him, say watching, my wife had something on, and they were talking about Vegas performers. Oh, it was about the kind of the startup of Vegas, the history of Vegas, and they talked about Liberace and how he performed, and he was intentionally, you know, he went on stage with a purpose, with his loud robes and flamboyant style. It was all on purpose, and it worked. Just a tremendous piano player. Michael Douglas portrayed him, Mr. Showmanship, is the name of the documentary done about him, a longtime Vegas fixture. And we lost him back in way back in 1987. Liberace, born on this day, 1919. And Henry Fonda, one of film's greatest leading men, the father of Jane and Peter Fonda, won his only Best Actor Oscar for On Golden Pond in 1982, a year after getting an honorary award for his career achievements, and 41 years after his only other acting nomination. Amazing, Henry Fonda, 41 years in between. The Grapes of Wrath was his original nomination. Henry Fonda, born on this day, 1905. He passed back in 1982.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkler Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-885-9797. That's 800-885-9797.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early to mid-afternoon. After that, becoming partly cloudy. High today, 64. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 79 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
never know.
If you got a chance,
your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Know some of the news headlines that you're hearing about today around the country, around the world. Former President Donald Trump is back in court today. His former sidekick, Michael Cohen, attorney, is being cross-analyzed, or whatever they call it, again today in court. So that drama continues today. Houston Astros pitcher Ronel Blanco ejected and suspended for 10 games. They found a sticky substance in his glove. Every time a pitcher comes into the major leagues now and they start the starting pitcher, and I think at the start of every inning, and then when a player comes out of the bullpen, they check their glove. It kind of takes away from the drama of the closer comes in at ninth inning and they play the music, dun, 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 and there's fire on the scoreboard, and the pitcher is halfway to the pitching mound, you know, strutting and walking, and then the umpire comes over and says, "Can I see your glove?" They do that to every pitcher. Well, this guy apparently had something in there a little bit sticky, because if a pitcher can have something a little sticky, or is able to cut the ball just a little bit, they can make that baseball do some pretty nasty things. Nasty things. Three people perished after a small plane reportedly crashed in central Tennessee. This happened in the last 24 hours. An Air Force instructor pilot passed away at the Shepherd Air Force Base near Wichita Falls, Texas. That was after an ejection seat activated while the plane was still on the ground. And according to the recently released White House financial disclosure documents, Vice President Kamala Harris received tickets for a Beyonce concert from the artist herself that were valued at $1,656. I don't know if we have a problem with that. I don't know. It's comes with the gig, right? I don't know. Beyonce wants to give you some tickets to come see her concert. I don't know. I don't care who it is. If it's Trump or who, come on. You take that. You take that and you go, right? If you like that Beyonce stuff. What else here? Joe Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to a couple of head-to-head debates. There's not going to be anybody in the audience. So it's going to be just those two. I haven't seen where they're going to broadcast it yet, but are you interested? We kind of know what they're both about, right? I don't know. Pizza Hut has announced a new menu item that combines pizza and cheeseburger. I think they already did this, didn't they? Cheeseburger pizza, I've seen it before. It's a wonderful thing. I love America. And a pest control company in New York City. I don't know if they're out of New York City, but they rank New York City as the worst place for bed bugs. Bed bugs. It's like, what does it say? Don't let the bed... good night, don't let the bed bugs bite. Have you ever had bed... I don't think I've ever experienced bed bugs. We don't get those up here too much, do we, in the north? It's one advantage of getting to be 50,000 degrees below zero up here. It kicks out a lot of those troublemakers like those bed bugs.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Monaco.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early to mid-afternoon. After that, becoming partly cloudy. High today, 64. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 79 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Mind up just to change it. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The Money River Bank, she's the first in and the last out. She's got something I can't figure out.
Whatever she